Samach Aleph Amid Beis, on the top of the Amud. And again, what we learned in the Mishnah is that if a person shechted a carbon Pesach l'shema arelim, then the carbon is pasul. And the Gemara now wants to know whether or not that machshava of l'shema arelim would pasul the carbon at the time of machsheves shchit. Let's again review what we know. There's shchit and zrika. And what's unique about a carbon Pesach in the constellation of Kodshim is that the essence and the objective of the carbon is l'shem achila. And that's the pasuk tochosu al haseh. Tochosu means to shech the carbon for the purpose of achila. And now he shechted the carbon for the sake of mulim. I'm sorry, for the sake of arelim. And an orel, kol orel lo yochal bo, is excluded from achilas ha-pesach, and therefore the carbon is pasul. The Gemara now wants to know, in a variant case, what's the variation? Shchato l'shem mulin al-menashi iskaper bo arelim. Very complicated machshava. Last time we said, you know, the guy needs a shrink. Well, what's he thinking? He wants to shech the carbon for the purpose of those who are allowed to eat the carbon. These are the menuyim, they're part of the chabura, and they're mulim. But at the same time, he has a contradictory machshava that the zrika should be done for the sake of arelim. And here the Gemara quotes a machlokas between Rav Chisda and Rabba. Rav Chisda omar pasul, Rabba omar kosher. The Gemara explains. Rav Chisda omar pasul, yesh machsheves arelim bezrika. According to Rav Chisda, you can have a machshava for someone who is not roi lachila, like an orel, at the time of the zrika. In other words, if you were talking about shchita l'shem arelim, that we know from the Mishnah itself, that's possible. Nobody argues with that, because the shchita has to be for ochlim and not for arelim, which are in a roi lachila. But here, the shchita was in fact done for the sake of mulim, but he had a machshava that the zrika, which generally the zrika has nothing to do with achila. The zrika is really part of the carbon itself and what we call the kaparas ha-carbon.
That's critical for the other carbonos, right?
In the case of all other carbonos, this was a discussion we had a week ago, there's a concept called kaparas ha-carbon. The purpose of a carbon is to be machaper. In the case of Pesach, there's a separate chiv to bring the carbon Pesach, regardless of, irrelevant to the kapara element. So therefore, when we look at zrika, we isolate zrika on the constellation of avodos. Zrika really is related to kapara. So if you had a machshava at the time of zrika, for let's say for a different bialim, you know, let's call it shini bialim, that might be relevant. Maybe even that I don't know. But when you're talking about a machshava of shaloli ochlov at the time of the zrika, that's a big chiddush. And the Gemara says Omar that Rabba holds kosher because ein machsheves arelim bezrika, which means that according to Rabba, the machshava of shaloli ochlov could be relevant to shchita, because shchita is the karba, it's not only the first avodah, but that's the avodah that's going to set up the achila, and that must be l'shem ochlim, or let's say l'shem menuyim, l'shem reuyim, l'shem mulim. And that the Mishnah says that if the shechita was done l'shem arelim, it's possible. But to go ahead, says Rabba, and extend that to the case of zrika and say that he had a machshava for that the zrika should be for someone who's an orel, that the zrika should be for the sake of someone who's an orel, that doesn't click, it doesn't jive. And last week, you may recall, we had a whole long discussion that it seems all over the place that there is such a thing as a machsheves arelim bezrika, and it would pasul the karbon. And we had many different explanations as to why in this case we might say that it's a little different. And I think I said it wrong. Let me say it again. That in general, this is a Tosis at the beginning of this perek. Tosis says that in general, we say that Ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. And that's a klal in Shas. That ein machsheves ochlin bezrika. He quotes a few different sugyas in Shas to prove that. So he tries to explain why would Rav Chisda in this case disagree with what seems to be a well universally accepted principle. And the last thing we discussed last week was the Rambam Sheet. The Rambam Sheet is very unique, very odd, in the sense that that although in general a machshava shaloli ochlov during Zrika would not passel the korban, but the exception is machshava l'shem arelim. Arelim has a different category. We weren't exactly sure why. So the really, in a sense, the burden of proof here is on the shoulders of Rav Chisda, because Rav Chisda is going to claim that despite the fact that usually, generally, we apply the principle of Eimach Sheves Arelim Bizrika, but this case is going to be exceptional. And perhaps the reason for it is that there is a kapara element in Karban Pesach, and therefore an orel, as far as the kapara of Karban Pesach, is completely excluded, and therefore machshava l'shem arelim in zrika is going to passel the karban. But in a sense, it's a little bit surprising that although the burden of proof seems to be on the shoulders of Rav Chisda, the Gemara actually presents Rabba as saying mino amidile, then that Rabba looks for a proof. And Rabba quotes a brisa. To Sanya, we learned in a brisa. And the brisa is focused on a pasuk in Parshas Bo. The pasuk itself passels an orel for Pesach, and it says, kol orel lo yochal bo. And the orel now is excluded from achilas ha-pesach. And therefore, if he shechts the korban pesach l'shem orel, then since the Torah says ish lefi ochlo, the shechit has to be directed towards someone who's royal achila, as opposed to an orel where it says lo yochal bo. Therefore, the korban is posel. But yochal, the Bryce wants to know, yifsol b'nei chabura boim imo. Supposing the shochet had a general kavana for all the menuyim, and amongst the bunch, one of them is an orel, does the fact that the orel is included in this group, in this unit, in this kat, if you go, in Hilchas Eidos, we'd call it a kat, this one indivisible group, which is called Menuyim ala Karban, he's going to undermine the kashas of the Karban when the shochet has in mind l'shem kulam, because amongst the l'kulam is an orel who's not roy l'achila. And the Gemara says, the Bryce actually continues, it says, Vidinhu. Yes, I have a clear-cut answer to support this principle that he, the Orel, will passel the carbon on behalf of all the Bnei HaChabur, even though they're all not only Menuyim, but they're Reuyim Lachila. That's Vidinhu. Very often, Vidinhu is just a havamina that's going to be rejected. Vidinhu, yachol, right, we start with the word yachol. Yachol always introduces a havamina. Then we say vidinhu, which means I'm going to support that havamina, and then I'm going to quote a pasuk tavaloma to exclude that havamina. Here the Gemara doesn't mean that. The Gemara means vidinhu, I'm going to present to you a very solid, logical argument to support this principle, that if there's a rotten apple in the bunch, if there's someone in the minui, amongst the minuyim, who's an orel, is an a royal achila, then the machshava l'shem kulam is going to be possible. And what was the logic that would compel us in that direction? Hoil, since orla poselis, we know that in orel, if the shechita was done l'shem orel, exclusively l'shem orel, that would passel the karban. Why? Because the orel is not roi l'achila. And we can compare the case of shechita l'shem orel to another case of someone who's not roi l'achila, to a case of a tamei. Now let's take a look at the case of a tamei. Ma tuma lo osa bo miktsas tuma kichol tuma. Is af orla lo asaba miktas orla kichol orla o klach l'derech acheres I'll come back to the Gemara of Tomei in just a second. I just want to get the whole picture. Hoil v'arla poselis, zman posel, is ma zman osabo miktsas zman kikol zman, af arla osabo miktsas arla kikol arla. So let's explain that the Gemara now is standing at a parshas drachim. There are two ways to go. One way would lead us to the principle of miktas is posel. The other way would say miktas is not posel. One way is to equate it with zman. The other case, the other approach is to equate it with tumah. What happens in the case of tumah? And what does the word miktas mean with regard to tumah? You've got now a chabura. The chabura is made up of two groups of people. Some are tahorim and some are tmeim, or at least one of them is tameh. Now he goes ahead, the Kohen HaShochet, he shechts the Karban Pesach for the purpose of the tmeim. Okay, if he has in mind the tmeim, then it's possible. But let's say he has in mind all of them, the whole group, tmeim and ksherim and tahorim together, then the carbon is kosher. So again, let's review. In this mixture of menuyim, he's got both tmeim and tahorim. If he has in mind exclusively for the tmeim, the carbon is possible. If he has in mind for both the tmeim and the tahorim, the carbon is kosher.
Assuming that tmeim are not the majority.
Even if then, I don't think it would make any difference. No. You know, we're not dealing with bittul. I mean, maybe we'll get to bittul, but what we're dealing with is the following. If he has a machshava for a tamei, or for many tmeim, it's irrelevant the number, and it's exclusively tamei, the carbon is possible. If he has in mind for both tmeim and tahorim, or one tamei and one tar, or many tmeim and one tar, whatever the ratio might be, then the carbon is kosher. And that's called, in the language of the Gemara, miktas tumah, lo asa kechol tumah. Do you see the words lo asa? You have to underline those two words. We're not going to equate miktas tumah with kol tumah. Kol tumah means a machshav which is exclusively for tmeim. If mixed into this machshav there are also tahorim, or for that matter one tar, then what we have is a miktas tumah. And miktas tumah is not considered kechol tumah.
So the one RL shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, and the Gemara says, therefore, af arlo lo asa ba miktas arlo kikol arlo. What's the difference between a tamei and an arel? In both cases, he's eino roi lachila. So if the machshava of shechita would have been exclusively for an arel, or in the paradigm case, exclusively for a tamei, then the carbon is possible. But if he has in mind both tmeim and tahorim, or both mulim and arelim, in such a case that's called miktas arlo, miktas tuma, velo asaba miktas tuma kikol tuma, and the carbon is kosher, and therefore by equation, in the case of miktas arlo, lo asaba kikol arlo. So that would be one approach in which we can equate the case of arel with the case of tame, and we come to the conclusion that even though the arel is in the bunch, he's included in the B'nei HaChabur, and even though the Shochet had in mind the entire B'nei HaChabur, including the RL, the carbon is kosher. Why? Because we have a paradigm in the case of Tamei. Now, Klach L'cho Derech HaCheretz, and that's Zman. What if we're going to equate the case of Miktas RL to the case of Miktas Zman? What's the case of Miktas Zman? We know that the Karban Pesach has to be eaten at the night of Tesvav B'Nisan, not the next morning. By then it's already Nosar. And he had in mind this Shochet, that when he shechted the Karban Pesach, the Basar would be eaten tomorrow. That's called Chutz L'Zmano, L'Yachar Zmano. Then the Karban is possible. What happens in a case where he had in mind that part of the Karban, part of the Basar of the Pesach, would be eaten tonight, and another part would be eaten tomorrow? That's called Miktas Zman. And Allah is, to our surprise, that Miktas, right, Asama Miktas Zman, Kichol Zman. Whereas in the case of Tomei, we say Lo Asama Miktas Kikulo, but in the case of Zman, we're going to say Asama Miktas Kikulo. So even though he had in mind that out of this entire, let's say, large Karban Pesach, he's going to only eat one Kizayis tomorrow, that's already a Machshav of Chutz Zmano, and therefore the Karban is possible. If we use that as our paradigm, then Miktas Orel is Kechol Orel, which means to be shechts for the sake of the entire Chabura, consisting of both Mulim and Arelim, then it's going to be like the case where he shechted that part of the carbon will be eaten tonight, and part of the carbon will be eaten tomorrow, and the carbon is possible.
This comparison seems less convincing, because it's...
You want to guess what's going to come around the bend here? That's good. I like that.
I'm not looking. I have my hand over.
Great. Excellent. Okay. No cheating.
No, the first comparison is to individuals and to minutia. That's a, it looks like an appropriate comparison. This is to the carbon itself in terms of kind of breaking the carbon into pieces. In other words, the first parallel seems
like... Are you making a distinction, Gavra and Chepta?
Yeah, maybe.
I like those.
I think I am. In other words, the other one is relates to those that are obligated, and those that are not obligated, or those that are puzzled, those that are...
Roy Lachila,
exactly. So that parallel, or that fits very nicely. Maybe you'll help me with the second part, but the other seems less so. In other words,
because they talk about the chefs of the bus.
They're going to the bus, or an issue in the bus, or they can't break bus into half. That's a different issue. That's not a menu. That's not the chiyuvim. Those aren't the...
I would say it a little differently, but I think we're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
We have two types of problematic machshavos. One is because of the absence of the positive machshava that we require. The other is because of a negative machshava. In the case of ochlim, we have to somehow relate this Karban Pesach to achila. For that, we need a kavanah l'shem ochel. It doesn't matter how many ochlim we have. We don't have to count numbers over here. Therefore, even though the Shochet had in mind for the purpose of a Tomei or the purpose of an Oral, that doesn't bother me, because at the same time he had in mind an Ochel. So we're not in a situation where we could say there's the absence of the positive Machshava. But then we have a different Aloch of called Chutz Zmano. Chutz Zmano is a Machshava Poselis it's not just the absence of something positive, but it's the existence of something negative. And what do I mean by a machshava poseles? If part of the karban is going to be eaten chutz lizmano, which means that a kazayis of the bosar pesach is going to be eaten tomorrow, then that's a machshava poseles, because that's pigel. You know, that's creating a psul in the gufa shel karban. So again, if you want to tell me, well, was this karban shechted for the purpose of achila? Well, the answer is yes. Why? Because there are those who are capable of achila. The fact that he has in mind l'shem tomei l'shem oral is not a machshava poselis. If he only has in mind exclusively for arelim or for tmeim that are not royal achila, then there's no relationship, there's no connection between the shechita and the achila sapesa. But what we're talking about here is the absence of a positive machshava. We need, in order to be machshav the korban pesach, a machshava l'shem ochlov. Once we have l'shem ochlov, then we fulfill that positive requirement.
But if you do want to eat part of the night itself, it said it's only parts.
Well, again, what we're doing is now, in the first case, we're going to say, let the tahorim or the mulim, let them eat the entire korban pesach. You follow what I mean? But in the second case, he is setting up through his machshava an achila of a kizayis that's going to take place tomorrow, which is chutz lizmano, and that itself is a positive psul, if you follow me. It's the existence of a positive psul. And the Braisa now continues by saying niril and mi doma. Let's see which of these two paradigms are more convincing. And the Gemara says the following. Donim davar she'eino noig b'chol hazvachim, mi davar she'eino noig b'chol hazvachim, v'al yochiach zman she'noig b'chol hazvachim. Okay, so now the Gemara pushes in favor of the first paradigm. Why? Because if you're dealing with Karban Pesach, you might want to compare the din of our subject of Harelim with a unique halacha that applies to Karban Pesach and doesn't apply to other karbanos. Let's explain. In the case of a tameh, for example, a tameh can bring any karban except for Karban Pesach. What do I mean? He himself cannot appear in the Mikdash. he himself cannot eat the karbon, he's a tamei, but the achilas hakarbon is not critical in all karbonos. And if you'll ask me the technical question, the logistical question, how he's going to bring his karbon, so the answer, he's going to, what's called, exactly, sholcho biad acher, he can send it in the hands of someone else.
You could actually have a tamei person
who's yotzei the mitzvah of a karbon. He'll fulfill his obligation, at least as far as the kapara. He won't be yotzei the mitzvah achila. But hey, you know, in the case of a chatos, he doesn't eat the karbon anyway if he's not a kohen. It's only nechal zikre kuhuna. But in any event, the achila is not a critical element in the karbon. So we have the constellation of all karbonos, and then we pick out karbon pesach. That stands out as unique. Why? Because the karbon pesach, the achila is critical. So you're going to send, this tamei is going to send the karbon pesach with a shliach. It's not going to help him one iota. Why? Because the karbon is now being brought on behalf of someone who's not roi l'achila.
Requires somebody being a shliach.
No. No, there's no possibility. Why? Because the karbon is now, let's say the case, you know, Brian will take the easy case. He shechts it only for Reuven. So the karbon pesach was shechted for Reuven. Reuven happens to be a tamei. The karbon pesach now has no relationship to achila because there's no one on our list that's royal achila. Same thing will apply with shem ara. So the Gemara thinks that tumah in the case of a tamei and arlus in the case of an orel are a very, very fine and convincing parallel or analogy. Why? Because they both reflect on that unique aspect of Karbon Pesach that sets it apart from all Zvachim. Because no other Zevach is possible because it was shechted on behalf of a Tomei or on behalf of an Orel. Because what's a Tomei, what's an Orel? An Eino Royal Achila. Okay, it's Eino Royal Achila, but so what? The Achila element is not critical to the essence of the Karbon. But in the case of Pesach, the Achila defines the essence of the Karbon. The whole objective of the Karbon is V'yachlus ha'basa malayla zeh. If you have a Tomei or an Orel, then the Karbon is not L'shem Achila, and therefore it's possible. So now we have a very fine analogy here between Tomei and Orel. They both touch on the same unique dimension of Karbon Pesach. Now, what happens if you had a Miktsas Tomei? So we said lo asavo miktsas tamei kakol tamei. So even though amongst the group there's a tamei, it doesn't matter. I have a machshava for the sake of the taharim, and therefore the carbon is kosher. The same thing is going to apply a miktsas oral. But now you want to talk about the case of chutz lizmano. That's already a universal halacha in every single carbon. Every single carbon has its allotted period of time. By the way, it's interesting. Even the case of ola, where there's no achila whatsoever, what happens to a carbon ola? It's completely burnt on the mizbeach.
We say it every morning, right? Chalila yishim, it has to go.
Yeah, it's completely kolil agabi mizbeach. But even so, we do have an achila in ola. What kind of achila?
Sure.
Right, it's called an achilas mizbeach. That's the term. So let's say, for example, he would have in mind the coin at the time of the Shechita or the time of the Zrika, that this ola is going to be eaten, in quotation marks, by the Mizbeach tomorrow. The carbon becomes peel. Why? Because even in the case of ola, we have achila, albeit the achila of the basar on the Mizbeach, but that's also called chutz lizmano. In a word, chutz lizmano is an absolute universal psul in karbonos, all inclusive without any exception whatsoever, and Pesach just simply loses its, it becomes anonymous, so to speak, in the mixture of karbonos. It doesn't stand out with any unique halacha. Chutz lizmano is identical in Pesach with all zvachim, and therefore to say that miktsas zman kekol hazman should be the basis for miktsas orel kekol orel, that doesn't make any sense. Why? Because miktsas orel kekol orel is an issue of ochla, which is a unique dimension of Karbon Pesach. Miktsas zman, that has nothing to do with miktsas orel. Miktsas zman means that part of the carbon, a kazayis of the carbon, is going to be eaten tomorrow. Chutz lizmano. That's a psul in all karbonos. Why do you choose that one? Okay, that's half the brisa. Now the brisa goes on to say the following. Oh, klach l'derech zo. Let's go with the second comparison, namely the comparison to Zman. Why? Donin Dovashalo Huta Michlolo Mi Dovashalo Huta Michlolo. There's an equation or an analogy between something that doesn't have a heter at all. In other words, in every case of a psul, we talk about the psul as either it has a heter, somewhere in the world of kachim we could be matir it, or something that doesn't have a heter at all. And here's where we have a difference between Tuma and Chutzus Manu. Tuma has a heter. There is, believe it or not, you know, this is like we used to say, Ripley's Believe It or Not, there is a possibility of being machshir a karbon even for the sake of Tmeim. And even if the Kohen himself is Tumah. And what's that called? Anybody remember? Tuma Hutra Bit Tzibur, excellent. So that's called Huta Mechlol. So let's say Rov HaTzibur is Tumah, we'll bring the karbon Bituma. And that's the case of Huta Mechlol. However, in the case of Chutzus Mano, there's absolutely no way, no how that you could find a heter to Chutzus Mano. There's nothing that parallels a Rov Tzibur Tmeim in Chutzus Mano. So therefore, Chutzus Mano, in that sense, is very much similar to Shaloli Ochlov in Karban Pesach. What do I mean? In Karban Pesach, again, even in the case of Tuma Hutra B'Tzibur, we're going to allow the Achilas HaPesach. But there's no such thing as a Pesach that's kosher if there's no possibility whatsoever of eating the Karban Pesach. That's a hardcore, absolute rule that knows no exceptions. And therefore, if you want to know whether or not there's a perfect analogy between Chutzus Mano and Orel, the answer is yes, there is a perfect analogy, because what's common to both is their absolute psulim, which tolerate no heter whatsoever. That's called lo huta michlol. There's no heter for chutzus manu. There's no heter for arelim as a representative of the concept of shaloli ochlov. But al tochia, don't set up an analogy to tuma, because tuma is really different. Tuma, you can be makil in tuma. Why? Because tuma is hutra michlol. There are cases in which we will bring the carbon bituma, and that's going to apply to all carbonos of Tzibur and to Pesach as well. Pesach is carbon bituma in the case of Tzibur. If most of the Tzibur are Tmeim, then the carbon will be brought bituma, will be eaten bituma, and therefore Pesach, as far as tuma is concerned, is considered hutra michlola. However, when you get to Orel is a case of an impossibility of eating it. There's no such thing as Hutra B'Tzibur. I was thinking, what would be if most of the Tzibur were Arelim? For that you have to learn Sefer Yoshua.
According to this, you can't bring a...
The Karban would be possible. There's no way of bringing a Karban Pesach for Arelim, even if Rov HaTzibur are Arelim. It could be, by the way, that... Okay, there was an insistence at the time of Kabbalah Satorah that the people of Israel would undergo Mila. But if you turn the clock back just a minute before that time, then Rov the Tzibur were Arelim. So can you imagine? What?
Example, the Mefarshim say there was the issue of Karban Pesach during the Midbar that they weren't able to do Bris Mila.
Because of the Ruach Tzfonis or something like that?
There was an Arel issue.
Correct, and even if Rov HaTzibur would be Arelim, let's say that, you know, there would be such a dangerous situation where most of the Jewish people would have to be Arelim.
Is that one of the reasons given, that why Karban Pesach was?
I think so. I'm not sure. I think the generally accepted view is that the reason why they didn't bring the Karban Pesach is because they didn't have what's called Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah. And that's a complicated issue, why they couldn't have Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, and Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah is a precondition in Karban Pesach.
In Haftarah, it says Kirov Olim Hayu, right? I think Haftarah we re-erase.
Could be. I don't know. You'd have to take it out and look at it. So Rav Osai, at this particular point, the Brisa comes to sort of a non-decision. We don't know which way to go in the case of Mitzas Arelim. Should we say that Mitzas Arelim is like Mitzas Tmeim, or should we say that Mitzas Arelim is like Mitzas Zman, meaning Kekzayis Shchutz Zmano? And the culmination of this braisa is very ambiguous. Talmud Lomar, Zos. So let's read the pasuk. Again, in Parshas Bo, it says, Zos chukas ha-pesach, v'chol orel lo yochal bo. So what is the braisa trying to tell me over here? Is it, you know, there are two ways of going here. You might say the braisa is using v'zos to tell you that mixas orel is kechol orel, and the korban pesach is posel if there's an orel in the bunch. Or maybe the posel is coming as an exclusion to say that in this case we don't posel you because of kol orel. Zos, meaning only if it was exclusively shechted exclusively for the sake of an orel, but if it was shechted for the sake of both mulim and arelim, it's kosher. Meaning, which way is the braisa finally ending up? So on that we're going to have a machlokas between Rabbah and Rav Chisda. Rabbah says the following. Let's explain the braisa. My zos. What is the tata deriving from the word zos? Elam, if you're going to tell me that the derivation is going to be that kula orla posla and mixas lo posla, this would mean that we're accepting the equation to tome. And just like in the case of tome, we said that mixas tome is not kikol tome. So therefore, we're only going to posel the korban pesach if he shechted it exclusively for our reilim. But if he shechted it for our reilim and for mulim, the korban is posel. Now this is interesting because he's. I'm sorry. What did I just say? I said the korban is posel.
No,
I meant to say it's not posel. No, I don't know what I said. Okay, let's just go over it one more time. If the shechita was exclusively for arelim, the carbon is posel. But if it was for a mixture of arelim and mulim, then the carbon is kosher. If the vizos is coming as a...
This refers to just, in particular, if you have...
Right, zos meaning kol arel lo yochobo. So all you have is a kol arel lo yochobo intention, then it's posel. But
not if it's mixed in.
But not if it's mixed in. And basically now... Rava is assuming that the equation to Tomei is the proper equation, Lamaskona, and we're going to go Lakula with the word Zos. And if there's Mixas Orla, it's Lavka Kol Orla. So Rava has a problem with that. Not with the Halach itself, but with the derivation from the word Zos. Why? Because the Pasuk says V'chol Orel Lo Yochalbo.
Anyway.
This derivation that the only time the carbon is possible if it was shechted for the sake of our relim, that it's exclusively for our relim, meaning there was no other machshav l'shem mulim, that we can derive from v'chol arel. And the pasuk is telling me that why did the pasuk add the superfluous word kol arel to teach me that only if the shechita was done for all of them that were arelim, meaning the whole group were arelim, then it's possible. But if it's miktas l'shem arelim and miktas l'shem mulim, it would be kosher. So then we're stuck with the following question: why does the braisa derive this conclusion from zos when we can derive the exact same conclusion from the pasuk kol arel el olav? Therefore, we have to insist that this word zos is coming to teach. You know, The braisa is using some sort of a shortened form, so to speak. But what the braisa means by Talmud Lo Zos is Hachi Ktori. This is what the braisa means. How do we know that an Orel does not pasel the Chabura that joined together with the Orel? Talmud Lomar V'chol Orel. So he's adding a whole piece into the braisa. This is like, are you familiar with the phrase Chisuri Mechsuri? It's like a Chisuri Mechsuri. So let's add the derivation from v'chol arel, and that derivation is going to be makil, is going to exclude the case of a double, of a hybrid machshava, where he has in mind both the arel and the bnei chabura who are mulim, because it says v'chol arel, like kula arel pasla mixasa lo pasla. Okay, fine. So we've added that whole sentence and that derivation into the braisa. So if he shechts l'shem mulim and l'shem arelim, the carbon is kosher. Now what happens? We have to add another few words into the braisa. And the braisa asks itself the following question, v'chi tema, and if you'll say that hu adin l'zrika, what happens in the case of zrika? Are we going to say the same distinction? And we're going to say that if it was a zrika de kule arla, it's mia pasla. That if he has in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika will be l'shem arelim, the zrika will be l'shem arelim, and exclusively l'shem arelim. And if he had in mind that the shechita would be exclusively l'shem arelim, then it would be pasul. Should we say the same thing if he had in mind at the time of the shechita that the zrika would be l'shem arelim, be pasul? Talmud lomar zos. Here's where the pasuk zos is a miut to exclude the case of zrika l'shem arelim. Bishchita hu dekuli arla mi apasla. Because again, what we said is based on the previous drasha of a chol to make the distinction between a shechita which was l'shem arelim exclusively, as opposed to the case of a shechita which is for the mixture of both arelim and tahorim. In the first case, where it's exclusively l'shem arelim, the shechita passels the karban, and in the second case, the karban is kosher because he had matsheves l'shem mulim as well. However, that whole distinction is only relevant to shechita. Shechita is the main karban that sets up the avodos. But zrika, it doesn't matter one way or the other. Even if he would have a zrika which is kulal yarelim, it would still be kosher because only a machsheve shechita on shechita passels the karban if it was exclusively l'shem arelim, was kulay arla. Right? But in the case of zrika, which means that he shechted the carbon such that the zrika would be l'shem arelim, that doesn't passel the carbon. And that means, according to Rabbah, that if the Kohen at the time of the shechita had in mind that the zrika would be l'shem arelim, that's not a machshava poseles. V'chitema, you'll ask me, and this is already Rabbah talking, my kula de zrika, why are you so eager to be makil in zrika, the very same machshav of kula l'arla in shechita, it was possible. Why kula l'arla, kule arla in the case of zrika is it kosher? And the answer is the ein machshav is ochle b'zrika. Notice when the pasuk says ish lefi ochlo, and it's focused on the eating of the karban and the requirement that the machshav should be l'shem reuyim l'achila, that's only as far as shechita is concerned. But not as far as zrika is concerned. You don't need that the zrika be l'shem ochlin, because I understand that the shechita is l'shem ochlin, the shechita is setting up the achilas hakorva, but not the zrika. The zrika has only thing to do, is only exclusively related to what? To the kaparas hakorvan. And don't talk to me about ochlin and not ochlin, roi l'achil and lo roi l'achil, when we talk about zrika. So it comes out, just to summarize Rabbah's understanding of this the maskot of this brisa, after the brisa went through various acrobatics as to whether or not mitzas arla is kichol arla, should we compare it to tuma lekula, should we compare it to zman lechumra, the final conclusion, says Rabbah, is that for sure mitzas arla lav ke arla, lav ke kula arla, but not based on the pasuk zos, that's based on the pasuk v'chol arel. And the v'chol arel is telling me that if the shechita was l'shem mikzas arelim, then it's kosher. Only if it was kol arel, meaning it was kule arla, then is it pasul. And now the b'risa comes along with the v'zos to darshan that this whole distinction between mikzas arla and kule arla is only relevant to shechita, but it's not relevant to zrika. And with regard to zrika, I couldn't care less whether it was mixas arel or even kol arel. It would not passel the karban. And says Rabbi, why not? Why are we being so makel in zrika? The answer is because ein machshavas ochlin b'zrika. Ad kan Rabbi. Now we have to go to Rav Chisda. The Rav Chisda, how did Rav Chisda interpret this brisa? So the Gemara says, Adrabba l'idach gisa. What the Bryce is coming to tell you is that there is such a thing as a psul of arla, machsheves arla of arelim in zrika. And not only that, Rav Chisda is going to go even a step further. He's going to establish that in zrika, even if the machsheva was mixas arla, Hoselis. Meaning, if he had in mind that this at the time of the Shechita that the Zrika would be for both Arelim and Mulim, then the carbon is going to be possible. And how does he see this? What's the explanation of the Brisa now, you know, play by play, line by line? The Brisa is asking, how do I know that an Orel doesn't passel the Chabura if there are Mulim in the Chabura? And the answer is Talmud Lomar V'chol Orel. Again, adding a piece to the Brisa. But now the added piece to the Brisa,
he's using it for the other way around.
Right, he's going to use it for L'chumra, but rather than the clue, he's going to tell you Kuli Arla Pasla Mixas Lo Pasla. But in the case of Zrika, Afilu Mixas Anami Pasla. So whereas Rabba said that the Vizos, which is going to contrast the V'chol Arel, in the case of Shechita, that's going to contrast Zrika to Shechita as saying that even if it's Kule Arla, it's going to be kosher, the carbon will be kosher. And comes along Rav Chisni, says, no, the Vizos is coming to tell you that in Zrika, Afilu Mixas Nami Pasla, even if he had in mind that the carbon through the Zrika should be miskaper for both Mulim and for Arelim, that Zrika becomes a Zrika Psula. V'chitem, and you'll ask me, maybe you'll counter argue against me and say who I did with Zrika. Maybe you're going to tell me that we should compare Zrika to Shechita and say that just like in Shechita Mixas Arla does not passel the carbon, then in Zrika Mixas Arla should not passel the carbon. And maybe you'll suggest the Ad De'ika Kula Arla Lo Passel Talmud Lomar. That's what the Brisa says, Zos, to tell you that Shechita we're going to be Mekel if it's only Mixas Arla. But in Zrika, Filu Mixas Arla, Pasla. So we have from one extreme to the other. On the one end, according to Rabba, we're going to be Mekel in Zrika. And we're going to be Mekel even in the case of Kula La Arla. On the other hand, we have Rav Chisda, who's going to be Machmir in Zrika compared to Shechita. And he's going to say that in Zrika, even Mixas Arla is Pasla, whereas in Shechita, only Kuli Arla is Pasla.
How is he doing that? Because we said with Korban Pesach, Dafka, the Achila is the Ikar, the Shechita is the Ikar, not the...
Correct, and now he's setting up a new Psul in Zrika. Oh. And by the way, this reminds me of the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam Shita, if you remember, was that even though Rav Chisda would agree in general, all of the Shas, Ein Machsheves, Ochle, Bezrika, but the difference is Kavod L'Shem Arelim, and the Kavod L'Shem Arelim chaps the following Nafgemina, that even if he had in mind that the Zrika should be both for Arelim and for Mulim, according to Rav Chisda, the carbon is possible, V'chitem, you'll ask me, my Chumre the Zrika. Okay, this is already Rav Chisda talking. We finished with Rav Chisda's presentation of the Braisa. You'll ask me, what's the Chumre Zrika beyond Shechita? That were telling us that in Mixas Arla, Lav Kakuli Arla, which is a Kula in Shechita, but it's not a Kula that we can apply to Zrika, and in Zrika we're going to be Machmir, even in the case of Mixas Arla. So Rav Chisda answers, Delo Mikba Pigul Ela Bezrika. As a general rule, we have to be more Machmir in Zrika than in Shechita. For example, when we get to the case of Pigul, Pigul is determined by Zrika. Meaning, if the Zrika was done with a Machsheves Chutz L'Zmano, then it's Pigul. If the Machsheva at the time of Zrika was Bizmano, then it's not Pigul. So again, what we're going to say is the following. That, let me just read this translation. He writes the following. He says, Ha'iser Pigul Eino nikba ala karbon achi yizrok es domo. So up until Zrika, the whole issue of pigul is in the balance. It's suspended in midair. The determination of pigul is in the Zrika. That means that if he does the Zrika with the machshava kiddino, meaning that it should be eaten tonight and not tomorrow, then it's not Pigul. If on the other hand he has in mind time the Zrika, that the Zrika should be done tomorrow, that's called Chutz Zmano, that's Machsheves Pigul. Then he says, Ach, Im Zorak Es Adam Shelo Kiddin Ein HaKarbon Nikba BePigul. Let's say
he had the wrong
machshava in Zrika, but not Chutzen Zmana. He had a different machshava.
Yeah.
Now, let's say, for example, he had a machshava that the Zrika should be done outside the Azor. That's called Chulin. That's called Kachim Bachutz. So that would be a machshava poselis, but that would not generate pigel with an isa kares. You know, pigel is very severe isa. If you eat pigel, you chayev kares. It's like nosa. In any event, we have this chumra in Zrika. Then in Zrika, if he has a general machshava poselis, it's not pigel. If he has machshava chutzis mano, that creates pigel. So there's a logical reason, says Rav Chisda, compelling us to assume that we're going to be machmir in Zrika, and the chumra in Zrika is going to be that mixas orla poselis, that if he has in mind that the Zrika should be for our Relim and for Mulim, that's going to passel the karbon. I want to take a break for a second because I see that something is clouding my mind here, which I didn't think about when I prepared the shiur today. And what is Rav Chisda saying that there's a chumra in Zrika? I don't get it. Why is that a chumra in Zrika? Because of Machsheves Pigel, that applies to all four avodos. Why does that set up Pigel as a chumra? I just want to see if by chance he raises this question. He said, I'm just going to read you the footnote here, which I didn't see. He says, "Im chashav bi'achas mi'arba avodos hazevach, almanas shekizayis min hazevach ye'ochel li'achas manachilosa karbonas ha'pigel ha'ochel bimenu chayev kares." And he quotes a pasuk in Vayikra, "Nefesh ochels mena avonotiso." Afilum ochel mimenu b'tochs manachiloso. Oh, here's the punchline: the ena karban nikba bidin pigul. Ela im kain lo nifsal hakarbon bishum psul nosaf milvad hapigul. In other words, everything was done kedina. The shkita was done properly. The kabbal sadam had the proper machshava and the halacha sadam. And then you could have a psul of pigul with the machshava chutzis mano at the time of zrika. However, what happens if he has a machshava haposeles at the time of shkita? For example, let's say at the time of shkita he already had a machshava chutzis mano, and all the other avodos he did with a proper machshava or the absence of any machshava. Okay, in such a case, Hainu lecho betok zmano, o sha'asa gam eshar avos asher es pigul. Just one second, I lost the flow of it. He says, v'eshar avodos osa lelo machshava o sha'asa osan v'machshava k'shera lecho tok zmano o sha'asa gam eshar avodos v'machshav es pigul. I don't understand, where's the punchline of this sentence? It's a run-on sentence. He says the following. I'll read it again. Ena karbon nikva bedin pigul elim kain lo nifsal karbon b'shum psul nosaf milvad pigul kigon she. What would be a case where there was an extra psul and therefore there's no pigul kigon she b'shchita choshev chutzis mano. So then there's a machshava of psul already at the time of shchita, and therefore. Therefore, there would be no pigul in this case. So, why does that set up zrika as a chumra? I don't get it. Avolim choshav b'shar avodos psul acher kagon shechoshav lechol sakar b'chutzum komo. Okay, is ena korban nikba b'pigul? Okay, fine. So, what happened? He had a machshav at the time of shechita of chutzus manu. Does that guarantee with certainty that the karma would be pigul? The answer is no. Why? Because in any of the subsequent machshavas, if he had a machshav of chutzus mano, for example, then the karma is not pigul. And he says that they derive this from a pasuk of lo yiratze. Fine. So again, so what's the punchline here? He says that Hartzos ha-pigul in nikba al achishar maisa karbonis yu bekashus o bimachsheves pigul. Oh, here's the punchline. Nimtza. Shebizrikas hadam nikba din shalazevach lios pigul. See, I'm not sure why this is a chumrah in Zrika. I mean, Zrika happens to be the last of the four machshavos. But he says the following, the status of the korban is now, how should we say, suspended in air. Do you follow what I mean by suspended in air? You know, we don't know. You know, this is like the, you know, we're in suspension. We're in suspense. How and when will we finally know whether this korban is pigul or not? And the answer is Bizrika.
At the end.
Why? He says, Bizrika sadam nikba dino shalazevach lios pigul. Why? Because even if he had a machsheves pigul in, let's say, Shchita, we still don't know whether it's going to be pigul. It'll only be pigul if at the time of the Zrika he has a machsheves pigul, meaning chutzizmano. If he has a machsheva of bismano or no machshav at all, then the carbon is not going to be pigul. Let me see if what I said is true.
It can be gotten pigul earlier, no? So
that's what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out what happens at the moment of Zrika. Give me a minute to work this out. He says the following, Nimtza, Shebizrikas Hadam, Ha, Bekashus Obepigul, Nikba Dino Shalazevach, Leos Pigul. Sha'ad hazrika dov b'sofek shema yachshov machshavas psul acheres bizrika. Oh, I see. Here's the deal. What happens if the shechita was chutz l'zman? Now, when we get to zrika, we have three possibilities. Either he could reiterate and duplicate the same machshava chutz l'zmano, or he can have a machshava of chutzlum komo, which is a machshava poseles, but not b'toras chutzlum zmano of pigul, or he can have no machshava whatsoever. So it works like this. If he has no machshava, then the carbon is pigul. If at the time of the zrika he has machshava's pigul, then the carbon is pigul. If he has no machshava whatsoever, the carbon is not pigul. Let me just make sure that I'm right about that. Says the following: Bishchita choshav chutzes mano, eshar havodos osa bishtika. Oh, I see. Oh, so let me correct what I said. Again, there are three possibilities of his machshav at the time is zrika. Let's go over them. He can either have a machsheves pigul, he can have a machsheva chutz l'mkomo, which is a machsheva posels but not pigul, or he can have no machsheva whatsoever. Mm-hmm. It works like this. If he has a machsheves pigul, or for that matter, if he has no machsheva whatsoever, then chinami the carbon is pigul. If on the other hand he has a machsheva of chutz l'mkomo, then that is going to undermine the status of pigul because he has machshava posels other than pigul, other than chutz l'zman. So the suspension now, you know, the nervous tension is what machshava is going to have at the time of the shechita, and that's going to determine and that's going to determine in all finality whether it's pigul or not pigul. In two out of the three, it's going to be pigul. If A, he has machsheves chutzes mano in zrika, or B, he has no machshava whatsoever, it's pigul. But if on the other hand he has machshava chutzum komo, then it's not pigul.
Why is it not pigul in that case?
Because the zrika generates a psul in the gufa karma, and the halos pigul is sort of suspended until we determine that the carbon itself would be kosher, or on the other hand pigul, in the rest of the avodos. That's called in the Lashon Hashas Achiyatiru Achiyaviu is Kol Matiru. We have to go through all the avodos, and then, so what happens is the machshava chutz l'zman at the time of shechita sets up a process. There's something in motion, but it won't be clinched until we figure out what happens with the other avodos. And if any of the other avodos would pasul the carbon with any machshava posels other than pigul of chutz l'zman, then the Macheves Pigul of the Shechita, which set in process a potential for the carbon to be pigled, now is foiled. It is undermined. Why? Because now there was a Mashava Poselis. So Mashava Poselis could possibly come in any one of the four, in any of the four Avodos. And once there's a Mashava Poselis, it undermines the process that was begun of Chutzis Mano setting the carbon into Pigul, because Pigul has to apply to a carbon where all the Avodos would have been Cheros, or alternatively, in the other extreme, all the Avodos were done Chutzis Mano. So we really won't know until the Zrika whether or not the carbon is Pigul. That's called the Kvius. The Mashava of Zrika is going to be Kovas Esa Pigul. If either he had a Mashava's Pigul of Chutzis Mano at the time of the Zrika, or alternatively he had no Mashava whatsoever, then Shkita can do its thing, and then it will be Pigul. But if at the time of the Zrika he has a Mashava of Chutzis Mano, that passes the carbon and undermines the status of the carbon as Pigul. And that's called, in the language of Rav Chisda, the Chumrah of Zrika. Again, I would have said intuitively, that's not really a Chumrah of Zrika. It happens to be that Zrika is the last of the four Avodos. Maskif lo Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi has a kasha on the Gemara, according to both Rabbah and Rav Chisda, that they understand that the word V'chol Arel, right, that extra word kol arel is coming to teach me that mixus arla eno poselis mimat. How do you know such a thing? How do you know that hai v'chol arel is kula arla mashma v'lo mixasa, and therefore you're going to derive the conclusion that mixas arla in the chabura, if there is both a mixture of harelim and mulim, the carbon is kosher? And that's going to be the jump-off point for you to tell me in the Braisa that Vizos is going to teach me either a Kula in Zrika or a Chumran Zrika. Dilma, maybe no. Hi, V'chol Arel, Mashma Kaldu Arla. That as long as there's any Arelim in the bunch, that's going to passel. In other words, you're assuming that you need kol arel in order to be possible. I'm going to assume that you need any arel to be possible. The word kol lends itself to two different interpretations. Right? The word kol could mean all, it could be any.
Any.
That's what the word kol means. Right? I'll give you an example where the word kol means any. The Chazal say, kol ha-omer halel b'chol yom ha-reza m'chari from agadeh.
Any person.
But maybe that's not a good example, actually. Okay, but in any event, we'll find an example. So, Kosav Rachman of Vizos. Now, if you take the logic of Rav Ashi, that Kol Arel is coming to Lechumer to tell you that even Mixas Arla is possible, and this is the first time we've encountered such a Shita, then what does Vizos come? It's a mute. Ad de'ika kula Arla lo possible. The Pasuk is telling you, don't think that Kol Arla, I'm sorry, that Kol Arla, Kol Arel, is coming as a Chumrah, and therefore you're going to come to the conclusion that even Mixas Arla apostles. No, Zos comes to tell you, Adi'ika Kol Kula Arla, Lo Pasla. And here Tosfos asks the kasha, it's very strange. The Torah added the word Kol to mislead you into thinking that even Mixas Arla is possible. Then the Torah had to add the word Zos, Lafuki, to exclude that Kol. Why not just drop the word Kol? And then we wouldn't have even had a halamim. That's Tosis' kasha. But anyway, Rav Ashi finishes up by telling you that lo shno v'shchita or lo shno v'zrika, we're not going to make any distinctions between shchita and zrika. In other words, we're not going to accept Rav's distinction where zrika is lakula as opposed to shchita, or Rav Chisda's distinction that zrika is lachumra as opposed to shchita. No, zrika and shchita have the same identical din, and that is that Vizos is telling you that mixas arla is not kula arla, it doesn't pass the carbon. But if it was kula arla, then it would pass the carbon, both in shchita and in zrika. And to some extent, Rav Ashi really belongs to the camp of Rav Chisda. He's not going as far as Rav Chisda is concerned. Rav Chisda accepted a Machshavas psul of shaloli ochlov in zrika, but he went as far as to say that even Mixas Arla is going to passel in Zrika. That far Rav Ashi's not willing to go. He's only going to equate Zrika with Shchita. And if Zrika is going to be equated with Shchita, then Mixas Arla Lav Kishmei Arla, but Kule Arla would passel the carbon both in Shchita and in Zrika. Is El Omar Ravashi? Ravashi says no. There was never a machlokas between Rav and Rav Chisda. They both agree that Yesh Machsheves Arelin Bezrika, and if he had an exclusive machshava in Zrika for Arelin, the karma would be possible, even according to Rava. So therefore, if you had Minuyim Al Pesach Arelim and Mulim, and he shechts the karbon for Mulim, Al Manas Shis Kapro Bezrika only Arelim, then even Rava would agree that since it's Kulei Arla in Zrika, it would be possible. But Rava and Rav Chizda, what are they arguing about? Bahai Kroka Mifli on the top of Samach Bezam and Aleph, they're arguing about what's called Shinu Bailim, which is also derived from this pasuk. It says Venir Tzalo Lechaper Ola, which means Olav Olo Al Chavero. What happens if he wants the Kapar to include even Arelim who are Eino Roy Lachila? Is Rav Savar, since the Pasuk says Lo and Olav to exclude Chavero, it's got to be Dumya Chavero Dumya Dide, meaning that there's a hekesh between Chavero and the Balakarba. The Balakarba is Roy Lachila, and the Chavero is Roy Lachila. And then he could have Machshava Shalola LeKapara, for Shalola Shem Bailin. Mahuda Debar Kapara, Av Chavero Debar Kapara, Lafuki Hai Orel Delav Bar Kapara, and Rav Chisda holds, no. Hai Orel Nami, he's also considered Dumya de Chavero, like the Bala Karbon, he's Roy for this Kapara. Why, how is he Roy for Kapara? He can't eat the Pesach, he's an Orel. The answer is because he, Hoel, he's a Bar Kapara who Hoel, the Iboy, Misaki Nafshi. All he has to do is subject himself to Mila. So he could rectify himself, and therefore he's considered a Bal Kapara. And therefore it's Dumya Chavero Dumya Dide. So Mirzachem, this next shiur will start from the beginning of Samach Beis, and I'll review the last sugi that we sort of ran through, and I wish everyone a great evening. Alright, Aaron, if I could just trouble you to open the door so we can hear Baruch. If anyone wants to talk to me after the shiur.